Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody!
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This election is crucial. Nothing less is at stake than our democracy. But as we say, we don't agonize, we organize. And that is why I am running for re-election to Congress.
All right. Nancy Pelosi is running for re-election. She's 83. What did I say she is? Whatever she is.
81, I think.
81. So there you go. I don't blame her. She's still very effective and powerful. And Democrats particularly like 80-year-olds running the country. So fine.
Boy, I got to jot down that this is the most important election of our lifetimes just so I don't forget.
Hey, coming up. I can't believe we haven't done it yet because this is my new favorite song. I was jamming it yesterday. I played at least part of it for my son because it gets into... My son is about to be 12. He's getting into that age where, you know, some of it I wasn't comfortable with playing. The New Kid Rock song. If you haven't heard the New Kid Rock song, the F. Fauci song, the...
Make sure we got the bleep version.
Yeah, it's not for, you know, it's rap music. And we'll play a little of that next segment. I jammed that so many times yesterday. Have you listened to the whole thing?
No, I have not.
It's more complex than just the part that we played. It's quite the tune.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, now I'm intrigued, musically speaking.
It's hard not to get fired up playing it. If you haven't heard it, it's coming up next segment.
All right, we'll do it this half hour. Fabulous. So I was interested in this article in the New York Times I came across the other day. Ahead of midterms, some Democrats search for a new message on virus. The subhead is, Democrats were cheered for strict lockdowns and pandemic precautions. Now many weary voters want to hear the party's plan for living with the coronavirus. And they quote a bunch of Democratic voters who's like, yeah, I thought this was a good idea at first, but we can't keep this up. This is crazy. I can't believe they haven't changed their policies. And just on and on and on it goes. I mean, a serious problem for the Democratic Party. And then to my interest, to my shock and horror, in the morning newsletter that they send out that we subscribe to through the show here, they write about a poll that they commissioned, a morning consult poll. And this is crazy. COVID's starkly different impact on the young and old has been one of the virus's defining characteristics. They write, we know that, right? Tends to be mild for children, younger adults, often severe for the elderly. More than 3/4 of all U.S. COVID deaths have occurred among people 65 and older. And if you made it 50 and older, it'd be even, you know, a significantly larger percentage. Given these patterns, it seems obvious that older Americans should be more fearful of COVID than younger Americans. They're not. That's one of the striking findings from a new poll that Morning Consult, a survey firm, conducted. Old and young people have similar levels of concern about their personal risk. But listen to this. It gets even crazier. Black, white, young, old, men, women, rich, poor, and in the middle. Very similar attitudes. Very, very similar. The only distinguishing, contrasting groups, liberal and conservative. And those differences are vast. It is just so crazy.
It's the tribal politics thing. And I think the tribal politics thing has driven us to certain news sources. And then that's where the split really occurs. So everybody on the right gets their news from, you know, their five favorite right-leaning sources, and everybody on the left gets their news from that. And so you have completely different realities going around COVID and everything else. But COVID, it's most stark, I think.
Yeah. What's really, really at
the
root of
this? That's really interesting.
Yeah, you'd probably want to read Thomas Sowell's A Conflict of Vision, at least the first couple of chapters of it, because it's a chewy read. But let me go on with some of the results. It's you're going to slap yourself in the forehead. You're not going to believe it. And the New York Times often misinterprets this because they look at it through such a left-wing bias. So I'll unknot some of that. So here's one of your questions. As I deal with Omicron, I am going to, two choices, make changes to my normal activity to prioritize safety and public health, or continue my normal activity as much as possible. Democrats, 65% said, I'm going to make changes. I am going to really be careful. 65 to 30 among Republicans, conservatives. And then, yeah, I'm sorry, it's 65-30 and 30-65. They're mirror images of each other. New York Times writes, many Democrats say they feel unsafe in their communities, are worried about getting sick from COVID, and believe the virus poses a significant risk to their children, parents, and friends. Republicans are less worried about each of these issues. Who's right? Well, there's no one answer to that question, because different people have different attitudes toward risk. Different risks are acceptable to different people. But the poll suggests, the results suggest that Americans have adopted at least some irrational beliefs about COVID. In our highly polarized country, many people seem to be allowing partisanship to influence their beliefs and sometimes to overwhelm scientific evidence. And then, of course, they get into millions of Republicans who don't want to get a vaccine and downplay COVID. And so it's killing a hell of a lot more Republicans than Democrats right now. It is undeniable it kills the unvaccinated in vastly higher numbers than the vaccinated. And if you don't believe that, trust your old Uncle Joe. You're looking at the wrong stuff. But then they write, grudgingly, millions of Democrats have decided that organizing their lives around COVID is core to their identity as progressives.
Mm.
Even as pandemic isolation and disruption are fueling mental health problems, drug overdoses, violent crime, rising blood pressure, growing educational inequality. As David Hogg, the gun control activist kid, tweeted last year, the inconvenience of having to wear a mask is more than worth it to have people know I'm not a conservative.
Yeah, well, Barry Weiss said that on Bill Maher's show the other night. We played that. She's the progressive subreddit chatter who said a lot of my super liberal friends they're worried about the perception of who they are or how they'll be seen if they drop the whole COVID mask vaccine thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, which is a hell of a deal given the devastating consequences of a lot of our policies.
You also, to be fair to both sides, though, if the information you're taking in and you believe it to be legit, if you're getting numbers that tell you, no, it's not a big deal, then you don't think it's a big deal. And if you're on the left, if you're getting numbers from your news sources that say, oh, yeah, it kills kids, then you've got your four-year-old in a mask at the park.
Yeah. Yep. Speaking of which, L.A. Unified School District has enacted new, stronger child masking policies, which is amazing. And the New York Times writes, I know that some Democrats believe that their approach, the emphasis on minimizing any risks to COVID, comes with little downside. But the poll results call that argument into question. One area of agreement among Democrats and Republicans is a widespread concern that pandemic disruptions are harming their children. So there's a lot of agreement. Democrats, 72%, Republicans, 61%, concerned the kids are falling behind academically. Concerned about children missing out on socialization. It's practically tied in the high 60s and on and on. Are you concerned about your children getting sick from COVID while in-person school? Democrats, 83%.
Wow.
Are concerned. Only 13 are not concerned.
I never think about it. I got two kids in school, and I never think about it.
A plurality of Republicans are concerned, too, 49 to 44. But Democrats, it is virtually unanimous. I am concerned about my kid getting COVID at school.
That's interesting. I'm concerned that I'll have trouble getting child care if they catch a cold or COVID because of the policies. But I'm not worried about the COVID. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too blasé. I don't know.
Do you support or oppose transitioning students right now, folks, right now, from in-person school to online learning, sending the kids back home to the screen?
You're insane.
keep in mind all the damage we and others have documented. Keep in mind the poll I just told you that large majorities of both parties are really concerned about this stuff. Among Democrats, 65% back sending the kids back home staring at a screen. Wow. 65%.
That's incredible.
Among Republicans, it's 29%.
And do they believe that, or is that your I'm against Trump gesture?
Because Trump said we got to open schools.
I don't know. I don't. Everything's so performative now, and with both polling and everything else. I don't. That's confusing.
I'll repeat it one more time, then leave it alone for now. Three medical groups representing pediatricians, child psychiatrists, and children's hospitals recently declared a national emergency in child and adolescent mental health. There is practically zero threat to the kids from COVID, and you have 83% of Democrats worried their kid is going to get it at school. Now, if it's about the inconvenience that you've discussed, all right, now the kid's got to stay home, how am I going to work, that sort of thing. Okay, I get that. But the idea that what was the percentage? 65% say you got to send the kids home and have them stare at the screen some more. Right, Jack. You're charitable, but you're right. They have been fed horrifically dangerous misinformation and gobbled it up.
So quickly on the masks, I just became aware of this. National Review did a great article on this the other day. We are the outlier in the world for kids wearing masks. Did you know that? What is the reason the United States is the only country to require children wearing masks beginning at age 2? The WHO recommends masks only from age 6 onward. The WHO says 6 onward. We're putting kids in masks at age 2. At schools, in planes, in restaurants, everywhere.
It's beyond idiotic.
WHO says age 6. The UK from age 11. Where did the 2-year-old thing come from? A number of northern European countries, the Netherlands, Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, do not recommend elementary-age school kids wear masks anywhere in society, including shops and transit everywhere else. Mask-optional policies U.S. schools would not be reckless to implement. We are an outlier for the world. Those of you, Europe gets everything right. Huh? That's what I've been told by a lot of you forever.
Oh, Europe, the Nordic countries, so admirable.
So much smarter and more advanced than us. They're not putting their kids in masks. My local park, every single little kid from toddler on up is wearing a mask outside.
You people are insane and or misinformed.
In Europe, they're not wearing masks inside, let alone outside.
It's got to be.
How about that?
You can't, coronavirus. It's got to be Trump derangement syndrome. It is so dyed the attitudes of a certain segment of people that they
well, it wears
it's become
on
a
you.
Religious rite.
It wears on you. When I'm at the park and my kids are the only kids without a mask, I start to think, am I doing something wrong and dangerous here? And then I have to like reconvince myself, no, you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah, it's an interesting aspect of human nature, isn't it? You need to stand out there. Notice I say him and not me. You need to stand out there and bellow. COVID can't be transmitted outside and is nearly harmless to children anyway. Let your children live their lives.
Well, since a woman did yell at one of my kids last year for not having a mask on, I was prepared if it did happen again. I'm going to calmly but say, you know, I will be... If you can come up with an article that says it's necessary, I'll get a mask for my kids.
And then just leave it at that. Of evidence.
And just leave it at that, because I know you can't find one.
And then pepper spray right in the face. Just be reasonable.
And release the hounds. So if you're angry about this sort of stuff, you know who your voice is? Freaking Kid Rock. That's who your voice is.
What now?
Gonna hear his new song next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Biden's massively irresponsible spending plan has expanded America's money supply and taken money out of your pocket, but you can fight back and stand your ground against the tidal wave of inflation they're imposing on you. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon. I want to share how the wealthiest are protecting their retirement from runaway inflation in a tax-sheltered account, and how you can too, by moving your IRA or 401k out of paper assets and into gold with Birch Gold Group. I am proud to count myself among the tens of thousands of happy Birch Gold customers. To spread the word, Birch Gold has created a free info kit on gold IRAs. To get your copy, just text SHELTER to 989898. Do it now and learn how to shelter your IRA or 401k with gold. Again, text the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. So do it today. Take action.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So when I saw the headline that Kid Rock had a new song out about COVID, I was expecting it to be subtle. A combination of Chesterton quotes and Latin puns, as Jonah Goldberg would say. But it was not.
You were expecting that, were you?
It was not subtle.
Latin puns.
That's just plays of it. This is the bleeped version We do have the unbleeped version available from our podcast yesterday where we played it.
The One More Thing podcast, yeah, and we have the whole song if you want to listen to it there as well.
Kick it off there. It's Kid Rock doing his rap thing. And does not lack subtlety. Just you can barely understand what he's talking.
We the people, and all we do reserve the right to scream.
Wow!
Gets right into it.
Wear your mask, take your pill. Now a whole generation's mentally ill. Man, about you. But COVID's near, it's coming to town. We gotta act quick, shut up.
Let's go, Brandon.
Facebook, Twitter, too, and the mainstream media. You, too.
It gets worse from there, really, in terms of.
COVID.
Joe's got the Omicron again.
Now everybody's got
it. Or you've got that new Omicron variant that is now in Oregon, California, a couple other states.
Oh, you've got the old Omicron? I'm sorry to hear that. I've got the new one. I've got the 2022 model.
So, hey, Fauci, F you, he says at one point.
I represent science.
Gets into when Biden shut down people flying in from other countries. The media embraces it. Big Don does it, and they call him racist.
Oh, Big Don, that's what he said.
Yeah.
As in old Trump. Oh, you know, the reference to Fauci there, that reminds me, and we're going to go big on this tomorrow. There are more emails that have leaked out that make it absolutely undeniable that Fauci and the crew, a lot of the leading virologists, said, wow, this looks like a lab leak. This looks like this was tailored in a lab for gain-of-function research. 2 days later, after a big conference call, a bunch of them said, looks totally natural to me. It's become infinitely clear there's an enormous cover-up, including by a lot of U.S. scientists. Again, we'll go big into that tomorrow.
I don't think anybody will ever pay a price for it, but I'm convinced of that. I think Fauci from day one knew exactly what was going on here and put his talents and efforts into making sure nobody found out. That was his number one job.
Oh, yeah, with the cooperation of the WHO.
Back to Child Rock briefly. I got to say, and I'm not embarrassed by this, but I'm not proud of it either, that I was jamming that song loud yesterday and played it like five times in a row. I was getting really fired up and pumping my fist and singing.
Wow.
It's a good hook. We gotta get an edit.
Great. It's beautifully produced.
We gotta get an edit that's got the intro and then got the hook. We the people. Let's go, Brandon, and we'll just wear that thing out.
Yes.
That's a good tune.
Yes.
It's got a joke about D's testicles later in the, you know, it's not highbrow. That's what I'm saying. It's not a highbrow.
Democrats' testicles? Really?
It's just
No Latin puns?
No Latin puns at all. If you miss an hour of the show, you can get it at armstrongandgetty.com in podcast form.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy and me on the last Thursday of each month for North State Now as we discuss things that men talk about. If you've ever wanted to hear what men talk about when they're all together, tune in at 6 p.m. the last Thursday of each month and hear politics, hunting, the bourbon of the month, and much more. All of this on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This morning, the U.S. and its European allies are bracing for a possible Russian military assault. The latest American shipment arriving in Ukraine with anti-tank Javelin missiles, launchers, and other weapons to help fend off an invasion. With 8,500 U.S. troops now in a heightened state of alert, President Biden says he could start repositioning them to Eastern Europe before any Russian advance.
What would lead to that is what's going to happen, what Putin does or doesn't do. And I may be moving some of those troops in the nearer term, just because it takes time. This would be the largest, if he were to move in with all those forces, would be the largest invasion since World War II. It would change the world.
So that's an awful lot of deadly equipment and soldiers being moved into one part of the world. How this is going to turn out, I got no idea.
Yeah, indeed. I've been reading with interest various thinkers that I like and their opinions on what to do, what not to do, how we got to this point. Glenn Greenwald, whose opinions are always of interest, is just absolutely on fire talking about neocons, a lot of the old Bush people. And how they're, number one, they love every intervention, every war, and their tactic then as now is branding opponents as traitors. And he goes into all sorts of detail, and what's really stuck under his saddle is that all of these Bush neocon types, whether you buy the term or not, have migrated to the left. They're now all on CNN. They're all on MSNBC. They're hosting shows. They're frequent guests. They're quoted admiringly in the New York Times and that sort of thing. It's very, very odd the way politics goes. And we could get into that a little more at some point. It's a little, you know, it's a little chewy. You got to be really into this stuff. But I found this interesting. Ross Douthat, who's an opinion columnist for the New York Times, he's one of the very few more or less conservatives.
Oh, yeah, and he voted for Trump both times, I think.
Right, yeah, and he's got to pretty much run the gauntlet of people with bear spray and ball bats and whatever just to get to his desk. But he wrote an article that I found really intriguing, an opinion piece, How to Retreat from Ukraine. Then he talks about how difficult it is to retreat, whether in Afghanistan or anywhere else. Now we face the same problem with Ukraine. The United States, in its days as a hyperpower, made a series of moves to extend our perimeter of influence deep into Russia's near abroad, meaning, you know, right up next to Russia. Some of those moves appear to be sustainable. The expansion of NATO to include countries of the former Warsaw Pact was itself a risk, but at the moment those commitments seem secure. But the attempt to draw Ukraine out of Russia's orbit, the partway open door to Ukrainians who preferred westward-focused alliances, was a foolish overcommitment even when American power was at its height. His point is, we went way too close to Russia and pushed so hard to spread our influence and westernize it that now we're out on the outskirts, right next to Russia that cares pretty deeply about what's going on right next door, but we don't care enough to defend our commitments. I don't know if you want to jump in.
No, I thought it was pretty interesting. I first came across this article. Somebody that I like retweeted it with the caption "disgraceful," and I read it and I thought, I'm not disgraced by it. I'm not sure he's right, but it's certainly not an argument. I don't think it's disgraceful to think that that's a possibility. Now, how you back down at this point without looking weak and emboldening China and all that, I don't know.
Yeah, excellent, excellent question. But the whole "that's disgraceful, you're a traitor, you're in bed with Putin" thing is, you hear that a lot. A couple more sentences that I thought were of note. Note that this is not a question of what Ukrainians deserve. Russia is an authoritarian aggressor in the current crisis. Ukraine is a flawed democracy, but a more decent regime than Vladimir Putin's oligarchy. When we gave Ukraine security assurances under Bill Clinton, opened the door to NATO membership under George W. Bush, supported the previous protests under Barack Obama, we were in each case acting with better intentions than Moscow. in its own machinations. But in geopolitics, good intentions are always downstream from the realities of power. Whatever its desires or ours, the government in Ukraine has simply never been in a position to fully join the West. It's too economically weak, too internally divided, and simply in the wrong place. He means geographically.
Mm-hmm.
And the actions of the Bush and Obama administrations, and for all of Trump's personal sympathies for Putin, some Trump administration acts as well, have left us overstretched, our soft power embrace of Kiev, ill-equipped to handle hard power counter moves from Moscow. And he says, given those realities and the pressing need to concentrate American power in East Asia to counter China, it's clear enough where an ideal retreat would end up, with NATO expansion permanently tabled, with Ukraine subject to inevitable Russian pressure, but neither invaded nor annexed, and with our NATO allies shouldering more of a burden of maintaining a security perimeter in Eastern Europe. But he says the actual doing of it is tougher than the theory.
Biden mentioned yesterday that he's considering personally sanctioning Putin, like going after Putin's own pocketbook, which Putin said last week would be crossing a line. What that means, I don't know. I thought it was interesting. MSNBC was making the argument this morning, and they're pretty hawkish on this whole Ukraine thing. At least the morning show is. And that morning show on MSNBC is influential in Washington, D.C. A lot of the players watch that show, especially on the left, and care what they think. Anyway, they're pretty hawkish on this thing. And they were making the argument that Putin is attacking NATO in a way that he's trying to determine who gets to be in NATO and who doesn't. His red line is, you can't let Ukraine be in NATO, and I'm willing to invade a country to make sure that doesn't happen. So they're trying to make the argument, this is about NATO. You can make the argument that this is defending NATO, which brings us and all the other countries into it and everything like that, which I thought is, you know, that's some serious, like, George Bush neocon type talk.
Yes, it is, and it strikes me as a little convenient that none of them will fight, and virtually none of them have children in the military.
Which is always the argument back against neocons.
Right. Right. And it's not always 100%, you know, a useful argument, but I think there's truth to it. Greenwald, by the way, singles out CNN, MSNBC, and MSNBC for just absolutely being neocon central and belligerent interventionism these days on the American left, which is so interesting.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, because I've been taking in a lot of the morning show because I'm into this Ukraine story, and so I record it and watch it. And Mika Brzezinski, who is the host of the morning show on MSNBC, her dad was Carter's national security advisor, if you don't know that. And a geopolitical, he's considered, you know, one of the geniuses, blah, blah, blah. Some people hate him, some people love him, wrote a lot of books. But he was involved at high levels with some of the biggest decisions in the Middle East and around the world from back in the day. And so she's super into it. She comes from that background. Her brother, I didn't know this, but he's ambassador to somewhere, and he's been on the show super hawkish about how, I mean, he's yelling about how Biden has got to get deadly weapons in the hands of the Ukrainians. I mean, so they're hawkish on this whole story.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and listen, selling, you know, guns and stuff to Ukraine is one thing. Fighting in the war is an entirely different matter. I absolutely admit that. But I thought this was interesting that Glenn Greenwald, whose name I've been practicing over and over again so I don't say Glenn Greenwald, Glenn Greenwald is writing about, you know, David Frum and Bill Kristol and some of that crowd that's just omnipresent on MSNBC, like the Lincoln Project people were.
Nicole Wallace.
Right, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Jennifer Rubin, Max Boot, John Brennan, Michael Hayden, James Clapper, that whole intelligence services crowd.
I do think it is true that that whole crowd that thought going into Iraq was a good idea, weapons of mass destruction, I get it, we believed it, they believed it, said I believe it. But the fact that they didn't handle that better, prepare for it better, nobody ever paid a price for that. Ever.
Right.
They just went on to different jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll hit you with this and then we can move on. So blah, 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 you wind up a neocon and they start inventing excuses for why the U.S. must either bomb or invade other countries or enter a new proxy war to arm and fund other countries to do.
Joe is working from home. They got the COVID. He and his wife and are waiting for him to come out of that. So we lost his signal. We got more on the whole Ukraine thing coming up. A couple of more reports. Biden's definitely talking tougher than he did a week ago. I don't know what information he got behind the scenes or just changed his mind or what, but he is way tougher on this whole story than he was just a week ago. A bunch of other stuff we have to get to. You can text us anytime at 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you have ever wanted to make your home feel safer, there is no better time than now.
And right now, our friends at Simply Safe are giving Armstrong and Getty listeners access to their New Year's holiday deals. 20% off their award-winning home security in your first month is free when you sign up for the interactive monitoring service.
Yeah, we really love Simply Safe because it has everything you need to make your home safe. Indoor and outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, all monitored around the clock by trained professionals who send help the instant you need it.
Simply Safe was even named Best Home Security System of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report.
You can easily customize a system for your home online in minutes and even get free custom recommendations.
Start feeling more peace of mind in the new year. Take 20% off your Simply Safe system and your first month is free when you sign up for the interactive monitoring service.
Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong for 20% off your system. simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Exogen would like you to know about an important study just released by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has known all along. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate. The study also reports that they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate the rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exogen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exogen. Learn more at Exogen.com.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A Moment in History, presented by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Briggsville is California Historical Landmark Number 7. It was an 1849 gold mining settlement beside Clear Creek, approximately 1 mile east of Horsetown, where early gold miner James Reagan supposedly took gold out by the panful. The town site was located by Ben Briggs and was first known as Breechesburg because the miners wandered around without wearing any breeches. When the first female resident, Mrs. Briggs, arrived, she demanded that the miners must wear breeches or she would leave. Not only did they begin wearing breeches, they named a town for her. Briggsville became the location of the Landrum and Briggs Toll Bridge across Clear Creek in the 1850s, as a stage stop for the Hall and Crandall stage line in 1853, and was the location of the Lean Hotel in 1860. A Moment in History, presented by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Want to get more Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
How in the blank do you have a Hall of Fame without Pete Rose, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, A-Rod, yes, and I will add Curt Schilling. How do you have a Hall of Fame without these guys in it? I know, listen, they all committed sins against baseball humanity. I get it. This isn't about electing saints to the Hall of Fame. This isn't about electing people who make sports writers feel good. This is about the best. And if Pete Rose and Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens aren't in your Hall of Fame, well, you don't have the best players of all time.
That is an interesting thing. So yesterday was the voting that they do every year on who gets to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And I didn't realize it was the last year Barry Bonds was eligible. He is the home run king. He took a whole bunch of steroids, his head got bigger, his testicles shrunk, but he has hit more home runs than anybody else in that sport.
And the fans start to chant, Barry.
And it would look like, unless they change the rules someday in the future, he is not going to be in the Hall of Fame, along with some of those other names that were just mentioned there by Joe Scarborough, also from the steroid era. Alex, our young, what do we call you, Alex? What's your title?
Young Alex, behind-the-scenes producer.
Alex in the newsroom.
There you go.
You have strong opinions on this, I understand?
I do. Baseball Hall of Fame, I'm speaking to you and the writers. You are a joke. You are a joke now. Those are the four best players. You can't tell the story of baseball without talking about them, and they're not in your Hall of Fame. You are now just the Hall of Really Good, well, in my opinion.
You know, that's a pretty good way to phrase it. If the point of a Hall of Fame is to tell the story of your sport at the highest level, you're not telling the story if you don't have Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and Pete Rose in there. Obviously.
And it comes down to their just weird voting. Like, well, the writers who are allowed to vote, 75% of you have to vote them in, but they don't have to vote for 10 players. They could only vote for one. They could vote for nobody. It was a joke when Ken Griffey Jr. didn't get in unanimously.
It's you know, it's not important at all, but I don't know. The whole steroid era was so hilarious. If you weren't paying attention when you lived through it, everybody was making money. Baseball had been suffering in the ratings since the lockout. Then comes the steroid era. People come back because they're watching balls fly out and records be broken. Everybody was making money. Everybody knew they were juicing. I mean, it wasn't like it was a shock to anybody.
For every major leaguer that was juicing, there was 50 AA players that were doing it, trying to get to the major. So it's just a stupid argument
to
me.
And Barry Bonds, if you believe the behind-the-scenes reporting, he wasn't juicing for quite a while, but saw other players that weren't as good as him starting to surpass him and thought, okay, well, if this is the way it's done now, I'm going to do it too.
I don't think he made it in just because of that, or didn't make it in because of that. He was also a jerk to the media. I think that played into it. As the younger voters are coming in for the Hall of Fame, you've seen his numbers go up. I think that had to play into it just as much as the steroid era.
Pete Rose, which goes way back to his heyday, was in the 70s and the early 80s. He's the all-time hits leader, and he's not in the Hall of Fame because he was betting on baseball, which, as Joe would say, is a different issue, because if you ever end up with players betting and end up with a scandal, you could kill the whole sport.
But they're not putting him in for his managerial expertise. They'd put him in for what he did, being the all-time hit king.
Oh, I'm on your side. I'm just pointing out the whole betting thing is a different story than the steroids thing. It's more dangerous to the sport. A buddy of mine saw him down in Las Vegas recently. He's walking through a hotel lobby, and there was Pete Rose over there in the corner, who's willing to sign a baseball for, I don't know, whatever. You pay $20 and he'll scribble his name on a baseball for you. He was just sitting at this card table in a regular metal folding chair by himself. Most people walking by having no idea who that old man with the weird haircut is in the corner. because, you know, his heyday was 40 years ago. And that's a pretty sad ending for him since he's not allowed to participate in baseball. Of course, the way to avoid that would be don't bet on baseball. So from what you understand of this, is there another shot or so these players that their eligibility ended yesterday, they're just done?
So that is the end of their eligibility for the writers section. They do things, they can vote them in on like historical one, like I think there's a famous Cub and I can't think of his name, but he was voted in years after his eligibility was gone, so there's still a chance, and I think that first chance comes in December, but this was the big one for him to get in.
Interesting. Well, they're going to try to stay, thank you Alex, they're going to try to stay pure there at the Baseball Hall of Fame, and we'll see if that nets them more people visiting or fewer. I don't know why you just don't have a bust of Barry Bonds saying he's the all-time home run leader and then have on the plaque in the description, he hit this many home runs during the steroid era, in which it is believed he blah, 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 and you do the same thing with Pete Rose and all the other players. Like, whatever. That's, as Alex just said, that's the story of baseball. Here's something that'd be surprising for you. If you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a whole bunch of those musicians were on hardcore drugs. Some of them were thieves. Some of them cheated on their wives. But they are part of the story of rock and roll music, so they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tell me there's a difference between those two. I don't get it. A couple things I wanted to mention, by the way, just quickly on the Ukraine story that we left out. If you happen to hear people talking about this stuff, you might not be aware. So I want to bring you up to speed. First of all, why is Germany not participating the way they should be as a member of NATO? Mentioned this yesterday. Germany stated over the weekend that we can't send weapons to Ukraine. We have a restrictive arms export policy based on our history. To which most of the world said, oh, okay, I get it. Germany started three world wars way back in the day, counting the one in 1870, and then the other two. And that's why they're not allowed to export weapons. Okay, so that's why they're not helping out against Russia. That's an inaccurate reading of the way things work. This came out over the weekend. Arms exports from Germany brought in a record revenue during 2021. Germany sells plenty of arms to all kinds of different people. About half of the arms they sold to Egypt. Not exactly a good guy. The ministry responsible said the new traffic light coalition government wants tighter regulation. Oh, so the new government, since Angela Merkel left, is against exporting arms just all of a sudden, even though they had record revenue last year. And the other part of the whole Germany thing is they shut down three of their six nuclear reactors just this month. Yeah, this calendar month, Germany shut down three of their six nuclear reactors. So that's why they're so desperate for energy from Russia. They're in a really big bind. They shut down those nuclear reactors partially with the idea that they're going to get all that natural gas from Russia through the Nord Stream pipeline, which is not online yet, but will be soon, and is kind of being dangled out as a threat against Russia, but nobody thinks Germany's serious about it. So Germany is not being a straight-up honest player at all around this story. I at some point want to get some of the details. I don't know enough to talk about it just yet. Around the controversy with Disney and Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Do you know much about this? Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones, who has a form of dwarfism. If you ever watch Game of Thrones, he's the small guy. I don't know what the proper term is. Seems like a really cool guy. Bright, smart, active politically, but like in a Hollywood sort of way that I'm kind of enjoying because he's mostly angry at Hollywood. Anyway, he's very unhappy about the way Disney is handling the remake of The Seven Dwarves, and I'll try to get up to speed on that story because it's kind of classic Hollywood hypocrisy that I look forward to getting into. Neil Young, the musician, continues to be very angry at Spotify because they have Joe Rogan's podcast on there. Joe Rogan, who has been more open-minded than any major media source in America for taking in different points of view on COVID and COVID treatments. Neil Young, the musician, the ancient musician. What is Neil Young? He's got to be like Nancy Pelosi's age, like 80. Neil Young has said that Spotify can no longer play Neil Young music if you're going to have Joe Rogan on there with his so-called COVID disinformation. You can have Rogan or Young, but not both, says Neil Young. Well, we'll see how that plays out. I think maybe not maybe. Joe Rogan is a little more relevant at this point than Neil Young is to dollars and cents. But all right. Nobody wants a different point of view from Joe Rogan. We'll see how that plays out. A lot more stuff coming up. If you miss an hour of the podcast, grab it at armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.